Welcome in, lovers. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. I'm your host, Lola Darling. Let's vibe. Hey loves, Lola here. Let's cut straight to the chase today, because this is something that is so deep on my heart and just in the field of my work, in the field of transformation, in the field of what it really means to be in intimate relationship with yourself so that you can be in intimate relationship with everything around you, with the people around you, with your family, with the world, with all of life as ceremony. And that is touching on trust and safety. Now, I see these two components as something that we must all work to find within ourselves. And that's this deep innate trust within ourselves, trust of our body, trust of our intuition, trust in our soul, which then leads to being able to trust in a higher power, the divine spirit, God, the universal quantum trajectory, if you will, whatever you want to call what you have faith in that you cannot see, trusting in that. But we can only find this trust when we first cultivate trust within ourselves, and it starts with the body. Our body is guiding us into everything else in this life. Where there is disruption in the body, we then are receiving that back as a direct mirror in our reality, in our experience, in our day-to-day life. Everything is mirroring back to us what we are feeling within our bodies at any given moment. If you slow down and really start to shift the state of your relationship with your body and yourself, you will start to notice how what you're receiving from the external world back to you starts to mirror that. It starts to shift. It starts to change. And when we talk about trust and safety, I fully believe that it's an infinity loop of trust and safety. We cannot have one without the other. So two of the most vital and important things that we must work on when we are cultivating a better, more intimate relationship with ourselves so that we can transform our lives from the inside out and really start taking in the medicine of our life, of life as ceremony, we have to have both. They feed each other. We cannot trust ourselves if we don't feel safe in our body. We cannot trust ourselves if we do not trust our bodies. Starting point. We cannot trust our bodies if our body doesn't feel safe. And if we don't feel safe, there is no trust, because we've got all of these activated parts struggling from this place of fear, trying to make sure that we are protected and safe and defended. But when we can unwind all of this nervous system garbage that we have grown into from just living in a chaotic world, in traumatized bodies and nervous systems, and really in a traumatizing human existence, being in 3D reality as a human is not something that's easy to do, but we chose here to do it so that we could evolve our souls. And our body is the vehicle for doing that. And so it really, everything comes back into how we are relating to ourselves and to our body. What is the intimate relationship with yourself? What is your relationship with trust? Do you trust yourself? Do you trust your body? Do you even know if you are trusting your body? These are important questions to ask yourself as you start peeling back the layers of transformational work, of evolutionary work, of coming into your wholeness and your authentic truth. We have to unwind all of the conditioning and all of the bullshit that has taught us and trained us to not trust ourselves and therefore inherently to not feel safe. Maybe somebody took that safety from us when we were really young, whether that was from some super traumatic childhood experience or sexual abuse or insert experience here that made you feel unsafe at a really young age. And that inherently in this feedback loop of trust and safety has then taught you through the experience of not feeling safe, it taught us to not trust ourselves. And so goes this endless feedback loop of, I'm scared, I don't feel safe, I do not trust myself, I need all of this external validation to drive my vehicle of my body in the trajectory that I'm meant to go. And even then, we get pulled so out of alignment because we're putting our trust into something outside of us to tell us that we are correct. Whereas when we start to really heal in the layers, right, we get into the shadow work and start digging up and excavating the traumas and learning to integrate them and working with all of the different parts of ourselves that have grown to protect us and are taking on all of these roles that keep us shielded and defended, trying to keep us safe and trying to keep us protected, but actually they're shielding us off from the fullest, most vibrant, radiant version of ourselves by, bless their hearts, right? By trying to keep us safe. But what these parts don't understand is that those mechanisms of blocking and protection and defense that they've installed are no longer keeping us safe. They've done their part, and now it's time to unwind, to come back to a regulated state where we feel inherently safe within our bodies and can trust ourselves to drive our vehicle of the body that houses our soul through this life with reverence and with trust that we know where we're going. Even if we don't know, we trust in what we cannot see, what we cannot know. We trust in the mystery to guide ourselves to where we're meant to go. But when we're constantly living in this state of fight or flight that a lack of safety and a lack of trust ultimately brings up in us, not only are we inherently dysregulated in our nervous systems, we're constantly blocking that which is meant for us because it doesn't feel safe to look at, to go there, to feel those things. And so we're pushing our purpose and our alignment and our truth away from us. We're repelling those insights from actually reaching us from the external world in front of us or from the divine channeling through us. We're repelling it away because we're blocking it, trying so freaking hard to protect ourselves and to keep ourselves safe. So we have to start working out this muscle of trust. And we work out this muscle of trust by reiterating and validating ourselves, not seeking the outside validation, but really coming to know ourselves, gaining more self-awareness of the ways that we are not trusting ourselves, of the ways that we are blocking and repelling things that are meant for us by not trusting ourselves. So we have to continue reminding ourselves that it's okay to trust, that it is safe to trust. I am safe to trust. Are you following me here, right? See how safety keeps coming back into the picture. And so that's how we bring learning to trust ourselves back into the body. It's by first cultivating a really deep level of safety within the body. There's many, many ways that we can start to cultivate safety in the body so that we can start bringing trust back online. The fastest way to really do this is to work with our pleasure body, to work with our sexuality, because from our life force center, our sacral center, where our sexuality lives, where our safety lives in this energy, in our pelvic bowls, in our sacral chakra, in the area of our body that's like between our hip bones, right in your womb, if you're a woman, And in the waters of your womb, like, this is where our safety is cultivated. It's also where our creativity lives, right? It's our life force. And it's the house of safety within our bodies. So when we start to work with cultivating more safety and feeling safe in the body, maybe we feel unsafe all of the time because we're just living in a constant state of fight or flight. You may not even connect not feeling safe to something that is a sexual experience for you. You may perhaps are disembodied enough to the point where, like, you think that you're enjoying sexual encounters, but, like, are you really feeling safe in them? Are you really trusting your body to open, or are you just going through the motions? And so bringing ourselves back into the self, learning to get intimate with ourselves and drop into these practices where we're actually holding ourselves in this space of just open observation. Am I clenching down? Am I getting anxious? Am I getting nervous? Is my body getting tensed up when having a sexual experience? Or even just like when I'm having a conversation with somebody new that I'm attracted to, what are the signals that my body is giving me that I'm still operating from this sense of not trusting or not feeling safe? It may be a tension in the body or a clenching or a shutting down. It may be a nervous anxiety energy, or it may just be like you can't quite put your finger on it, but like you feel agitated or there's a lack of ease in this relating with somebody else. Or it could be with any experience, right? Maybe you're just driving in your car by yourself and you constantly feel on edge. You just don't feel safe because maybe you have some car trauma, something like that, that's like making you feel unsafe, right? So working with embodiment and bringing safety into the body, we can never guarantee that we are 100% safe physically, no matter where we are and what we're doing in life. Like, we cannot guarantee that because life is going to life. But when we come into the body and cultivate a level of safety that's inside of our bodies, that cannot be taken from us. And nobody has the power to take that from you. You get to then choose if you're giving somebody the power to make you feel unsafe. Because if you're ever then, mind you, this is after you've cultivated a level of safety in your body, right? After you then have found the spectrum of safety in your body that feels correct, that feels exalted, that feels like, oh, I feel safe. I can relax. I can breathe and trust life. And trust that life is going to life, and I am still safe in my beingness, in who I am, in my body. Even if something comes physically to make me unsafe, I have a sense of safety that I've worked through to integrate so that I feel it within my body. It feels like a sense of peace. You're able to finally relax. There's a sense of regulation in the nervous system. And this comes through multiple layers of healing work, right? It's like working with all of your energy centers, bringing them online, getting your health in order, moving your body, and then really starting to regulate the nervous system is how we start to cultivate deeper and deeper levels of safety, which in turn feeds this feedback loop of, oh, now I'm finding more ease in being able to trust myself, being able to trust my partner or friends or the divine God, right? We can cultivate the safety and then the trust starts to come online. Or we can do the work that it takes to prove to ourselves, not to anybody else, but by reiteration, we can prove to ourselves by practicing trusting ourselves, by getting an intuitive hit of, I want to do this thing. It feels like the right thing to do. Oh, it's feeling a little scary. It's feeling a little unsafe. I don't trust that I can follow it through. But then we get to work out the trust muscle within us and say, no, I trust in my power to do this brilliant thing that I want to do. It could be anything. A painting, a creative project, traveling solo, cooking a meal for your partner. It could be so many things that, like, when we're dysregulated and not feeling safe and not trusting, we tend to doubt ourselves and not do the thing, or just shut down completely and do nothing sometimes. But we get to work out this muscle by saying, oh, I can do hard things. I can feel the doubt. I can sense the doubt where it is in my body. I can sense that I feel a little scared right now and unsafe and like, oh yeah, like I don't trust it. But what if I imagined that I do trust myself, and so I'm gonna do it. And you do the thing, and it plays out so in your favor that you're then training the nervous system of, hey, look, I trusted myself and it worked out. And then you get to keep doing those things. And guess what? If you do the thing and you trust yourself to try something and it doesn't work out, that's okay too. And it's not giving the wrong message to the body. It's saying, hey, I trusted myself and I learned something from it, and it didn't take anything away from me to try. And so this is going to also help to integrate in more and more levels of safety, because then you're like, oh, I followed this thing, it didn't work out, and like, I didn't lose anything from it. See, look, I'm still safe. As we start to bring all of these parts of ourselves that are so flustered and so exhausted from protecting us and not keeping us safe with their false protections and false defense mechanisms, right? They get to start relaxing. And so one of the fastest ways to do this, right, is cultivating a pleasure practice with yourself, where you're just asking your body if it's okay, if your body is a yes or a no for sexual pleasure right now, and start to listen to the body's response. The body may speak to you in all various sorts of ways, but only you know how your body's going to speak to you. It's going to speak through sensation, but you may also hear words or see a vision or colors or simply just a feeling. But your body is going to have a clear yes and a clear no. Play with it. Start to really just start asking your body, what is a yes? Show me a yes. What does a yes feel like? What does a no feel like? This becomes much easier to sense and to play with if you're dropping into a self-pleasure practice with it, because that is where the sacral energy lives. It also is because you're kind of tuning out everything else when you've dropped yourself into a self-pleasure ceremonial space. You're dropped in to where you want to be listening to your body. You've set the intention to listen to your body in this way. And whether or not your body is a yes or a no to be entered right now, and then listening to that, this is one of the fastest ways, because you can keep doing it every day and keep practicing it and keep playing with it every day if you want, a few times a week, once a week at least. Play with this, right? Start to feel the sensations of your body of what is a yes and what is a no. And by just honoring the yes and then playing with yourself, pleasuring yourself, allowing yourself to then go all into this pleasure practice, or more importantly, honoring your body's no. When the body is a no, are you honoring it? Are you listening to it? And when you can honor the no, you're really starting to work out that muscle of trust. You're telling your body that it can trust you, not to abandon it, not to go against its will. And this is how we build trust with ourselves. This is one of the most potent and powerful ways that we can build trust with ourselves and cultivate safety at the same time. And then as we cultivate one, the other grows. And it's this infinity loop of the more I feel safe in my body, the more I trust myself. And then the more I trust myself, the more I have the power and the ability to trust in the divine plan for me and God's plan. The more I have the ability to open and trust a partner or someone I'm dating. Not only that, I've got this now felt sense experience of what safety is starting to feel like in my body when I feel integrated and I feel safe and I'm trusting myself, then the signs and the sensations that the body starts to give off when somebody that you're interacting with does not feel safe become that much more clear. So then you know you can remove yourself from that situation rather than it just being a trauma response or a dysregulated nervous system or a lack of safety that's telling you this person's not safe, right? Until we learn to feel safe within ourselves and to trust ourselves, we could constantly think that every single person that we're interacting with feels unsafe, because how are we supposed to know if another person feels safe if we are consistently and constantly not feeling safe in our own body? If we don't feel safe in our own body, then absolutely nobody that we interact with does feel safe, because we already are operating at this level of, I'm not safe. If I'm not safe, how on earth could you be safe? And not only that, they also feel very subconsciously at an energetic level that you don't feel safe to them, because your body is exuding this frequency of, I'm not safe. I don't feel safe. I don't trust, and therefore I'm not trustworthy. Because if you can't trust yourself, why should anybody else trust you? And this is why working with our relationship to our bodies and our intimate relationship with ourselves is the most important thing that we can do, because our relationship with ourself is the starting point for having healthy relationships with everything outside of ourselves, including the divine. We can start by cultivating a better relationship with the divine, but if we can't bring it down into our body and into our lived experience, we're still operating this space of not trusting, and then therefore feeling untrustworthy to others. Because I'll say it again, if you can't trust yourself, why should anybody else trust you? So if you're going into partnership, or you're dating, or you're in a partnership even, and you're not trusting yourself, and maybe there's trust issues in your relationship, start by working on trusting yourself. Start by working on feeling safe with yourself first, because we can't feel safe with somebody else until we can feel safe with ourselves. Just like we can't trust somebody until we're trusting ourselves, and vice versa. We can't hold space for others to feel safe with us if we don't feel safe with us. We can't hold space for others to trust us if we don't trust us. So it's this constant infinity loop, right? They're working together and they're feeding one another on both sides of the spectrum, both with a lack thereof or a cultivation of. So I encourage you and invite you to work with some of these practices to feel into this, into your body, and really start to gauge where you're at with your level of trust within yourself and where you're at with feeling safe within yourself, and start from there. It's a great starting point to go into for any healing work that you want to do. This is the number one starting point, because once we've cultivated the trust and the safety within ourselves, this is the key to starting to integrate trauma, to starting to come more online in ourselves, starting to unblock the parts of ourselves that we've hidden, starting to peel back the layers of conditioning, starting to integrate all of the parts of ourselves into our wholest, fullest, most authentic expression of who we are, so that we can shine our light on the world and interact from a place of, here I am, world, and I am here of service for me, for you, for us. I am safe and I trust, and now let's fucking party, right? Like, we have to start from this place. If we don't, we're lacking in a foundation to stand on for all other subsequent healing work or plant medicine work or shamanic work, or even like cultivating relationships and business and all of the things that we love to do in life with ourselves. If we want to do it from this authentic, fully expressed, fully embodied space, it has to be coming from this very grounded, integrated foundation of, I am limitless because I trust myself infinitely and I am safe. This is the deep work, y'all, and this is the foundation for all of the other work and on the healing path, on the spiritual journey, on the transformational journey of our lives, on the evolutionary journey of our lives. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this, please, please, please share this, because we all can use a little more trust and safety in our lives. Sending you all the love and all the light and all the trust and all the safety.